Yeah, first make yourself comfortable, sit in a good position. Either you sit on a chair or you sit upright in a meditation pose. And it is a good idea to check out, how am I really sitting right now? Where are my legs? Do they need any adjustments? Where are my hands? How is my back? Is my head upright? Just check out your whole position. And when you feel that you are sitting so comfortable that there is no wish for any more corrections, then you are ready to begin the meditation. So when you are comfortable in your body, then the beginning of inner silence is to stretch the awareness out in all directions and hear the sounds. And first you may want to name the sounds. My voice, for example, is also just a sound. But after a little while, you may discover that instead of telling yourself what it is you hear, it is actually much more interesting to experience, to hear the sounds as they are. The sounds in different directions. And when you hear Lucia walking over the floor, there are many different sounds in it. So it is simply to explore the whole world of sounds around. Think of yourself how it was when you were a tiny little baby, when you were lying in the kinderwagen, whatever it's called, barnevogn, the baby wagon outside. If an airplane came, at that time you wouldn't have noticed it as an airplane, you would simply have heard the sound. So see if you can hear all the sounds around you in the same way, really hearing the sounds. And that merely changes our attitude to what we hear. Instead of categorizing some sounds into noises and other sounds into pleasant experiences, then we are suddenly able to enjoy every sound that comes to us. Some of the sounds are close, here in the room. Others are outdoors. A And really stretch out your awareness in all directions, up and down and around, picking up the smallest little sound you can hear from any direction. You are almost like a candle, where the candle light shows or shines in all directions, or like the sun. The sun does not choose to shine on me and not on you. The sun shines on everything around. In the same way, the light of our awareness shines on every sound. Maybe you discover every now and then that instead of listening to the sounds in this way, that you are suddenly occupied by thoughts about the sounds or thoughts about anything else. If that is the case, then realize it and return to this way of listening. The second step in the inner silence meditation is to turn the awareness inwards. So now simply experience everything that goes on within you. There are probably thoughts every now and then, but they are probably also mixed with sense experiences. Suddenly maybe a tension in somewhere in the body takes your awareness, or any other physical sensation. And it's just to be completely relaxed about it, because there's nothing that should be in any particular way. Meditation is to experience what is as it is. So how does it look within you right now? What kind of activity goes on? Sometimes if you get a little surprised about looking within, then suddenly there's nothing to experience. And then, if that is the case, then it is a nothingness within that can be experienced. But I'm sure that sooner or later you will discover that the thoughts are going on all by themselves. They live their own life. The meditation is about to realize that I can observe the thoughts. I am not the thoughts. I'm the one experiencing them. Often there are thoughts about what is happening, either what you just experienced before you came here, before you started the meditation. But there can also be thoughts about the teacher or the chair or the weather or a group or whatever is happening around. And then of course there are also sometimes thoughts about what is going to happen in a while, or later today, or tomorrow, or out in the future. Just observe the whole thing. Imagine yourself sitting in a theater as a part of the public, watching the show on the stage. That is all the thoughts, all the emotions, all the physical sensations, all what is happening within. I'm the one experiencing all this. And even if there comes a thought that I'm really scared of, I think, my goodness, can I have such a kind of thought in me? And don't worry, a thought is a thought, and it's only when we believe in it, it's only when we follow it, that it will manifest through your actions. So as long as you are merely experiencing it, it has no power over you. I am not the thoughts, the emotions. I'm the one experiencing them. Relax. Relax the brain. Relax your eyes. Relax so much that you feel it as if you are sort of sinking down deep into yourself, from a space where it is easy simply to observe what happens within you. If I'm up in my head, the thoughts are, so to say, too close. I need to sort of see them a little bit from a distance to be able to see, to realize that they do have their own life. We can never control the thoughts. The way to relax the mind is to observe everything that goes on, but staying passive, merely experiencing. So now no doing, only experiencing. Maybe you experience thoughts in the form of images, pictures. Maybe you hear them as words or sentences, as voices. And it's all okay. Maybe you simply see forms and shapes and colors, abstract. It is like unmanifested thoughts. So just have a look. What am I experiencing right now? what is catching my attention right now? The art of meditation is not to be caught in the thoughts, but to keep observing them, allowing them to have their own life. The third step of inner silence is to go back through the day. Experience yourself being right here in this room. And then go back or remember the last hour. Where were you in the last hour? With whom were you together? And what about the hour before? Where were you? With whom were you together? What did you do? And the hour before, like that, go back hour for hour, back through the day. And do it, sort of. Not needing to go in the depth of it. More or less allow the impressions from the day to come back by themselves. And maybe you don't catch all of it, and that's completely fine. Just see situations back through the day, hour for hour. It's good to tell yourself, now I see what happened between that time and between that time. So you have something concrete to hold on to on your way back through the day. Really relax. Relax the brain, relax your eyes. This is not something you do very much. It is a relaxed, it's almost like a play, going back through the day. And now, go the whole way back to this morning, the very moment when you realized that you were awake. Are you able to recall the very first experience of this morning? And how did you relate to what you experienced as the very first thing this morning? Then you can go even further back. Are there any memories from the night? Or even you can go the whole way back to last night. Can you recall the very last experience before you went into the sleep? And now forget about it and instead observing whatever happens within. What is happening now within you? allow yourself to be surprised, because if you think that you already know what is happening, then nothing else will happen. So just be very honest to yourself. What is on your mind right now? The fourth step of inner silence meditation is to see or to hear any thought, any inner activity. And as soon as you have recognized it, then let it go again. So this is the art of not holding on to any experience. So make sure you see what is happening or hear it. And then simply let it go. And you can play with this also. You can imagine that you kick out the thought, or you erase it from the screen, or you can wash it away, or you can, in whatever way that is appealing to you, let it out. As soon as something manifests itself within you, any thought, any emotion, any feeling, you recognize it, and then you let it go. And even the most pleasurable, the most fantastic experience, see it and let it go. Let it go, this one also. And also that one. Here you really have to see it a little bit from a distance. Because as soon as your mind finds out that you want to let go of what it presents to you, then it comes up with the most interesting, fascinating thoughts, pictures, words, whatever. So what are you experiencing right now? If there's nothing, then that is what you experience. And even let go of your concept of nothing is happening. Let go of your thoughts about what you're doing right now. Even let go of your attitude towards what you experience right now. This is nice. Don't come and tell me what to do. See if you can let that one go also. And when you keep doing it, seeing or observing and letting go of the experience, you have to be really sharp, very alert, to see every little experience and let it go. Say good day to it. And say goodbye to it. When you keep doing that, very alert, then after a while you discover that the experiences thin out, they become fewer and fewer, and actually that every now and then there's a little space between the thoughts. And those are the moments of inner silence. Moments of inner silence between thoughts, between emotions, between everything you experience. And after that comes the fifth step, which is something completely different. It is to experience how the breath flows in your nose. Feel how air moves in through the nostrils and how air moves out through the nostrils, all by itself. We are not doing the breath. It happens also by itself. Simply feel your spontaneous breath in the nostrils. The nostrils are very sensitive. And when you do that, you can even imagine this flow of breath in the shape of a triangle. And the top of the triangle is up between the eyebrows. Or actually it is a nasal cavity from where the air you exhale are spreading out through both nostrils. And that creates the shape of a triangle. The bottom of the triangle is down where you don't, it's probably outside the nose or underneath the nose, where you do not feel the breath anymore. And so also with the inhalation, the air flows in up through the two sides of the triangle and they meet up over the nose, at the top of the triangle. And this you experience from the space in the middle of your head. So now you have your breath in the shape of a triangle in front of you, in the nose. So see the triangle in your nose. And if a thought comes now, then tell it, please wait. Right now, I am fully occupied with experiencing my breath in the shape of a triangle in the nose. Experience yourself being in the middle of your head, with the breath in the shape of a triangle in front of you, in the nose. Air is flowing up and air is flowing down through the sides of the triangle. See the triangle. See how it is drawn more and more clearly with every in and exhalation. Hold on to the shape of the triangle. And then Again, go out and listen to the sounds. Feel how your awareness is falling on every sound you can hear out there. Maybe there are many sounds where you are, maybe there are not so many. Whatever there is, hear them in all directions. Sounds that are very close to you, sounds that are far away. Hear them all. Be super sensitive to the sounds out in the surrounding. And then again come into the middle of your head. And again see your breath in the shape of a triangle. Feel the triangle in your nostrils. Hold on to the image of the shape of the triangle. And then again come out in the sounds. That is step number 6. Alternating between the sounds all around. And coming into the middle of the head again, experiencing the breath in the shape of a triangle. See the triangle, feel the triangle. Be with it 100%. The triangle, it is there, right in front of you. In your nose. And again out in the sounds. And then finally, turn around and experience yourself. I, who experience right now, I, who experience whatever is, I am. Simply experience to be. And if a thought comes up about what you are, then that's not it. Simply experience I am. I exist. I am right now, here. And feel how your experience of being becomes even more intense, more full, more complete. I am. I can't run away from it. I am. I am. I am. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. That was the end of the inner silence meditation. When you are ready for it, then gently open your eyes and then just see what is around you. See everything as it is. Everything as it is. Om Sat Sat Sat.